Businesses open and close all the time, and usually it's no big news. But word of one grocery store's imminent demise made the Globe, the Herald, and WBUR this morning, and that's no surprise to us because the story is just so Boston. Hi-Lo Grocery in Jamaica Plain has been selling Latin American foods and household goods for 47 years, and now it's going away to be replaced with a Whole Foods. WBUR's Bianca Vazquez-Tones found out what they're saying in JP.
Elizabeth Muriel and her mother Petra drove all the way from Lynn yesterday to shop at Hi-Lo Foods. There are closer places they could buy Puerto Rican ingredients, but they make this trip at least twice a month.
Tradition, I guess.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, the tradition for the years they've been here. Even since we moved from Puerto Rico back here, this is the first tour that we encountered for the Spanish people, you know?
Just down the street, Aida Lopez owns a gift shop. She sells specialty items for quinceañeras, the traditional coming out party for 15-year-old girls in Latin America. She says her neighborhood has changed dramatically since she moved here from Cuba in 1970. A few years ago, her Catholic church closed and is being converted to condos. Now Hi-Lo is leaving.
Antiguamente, cuando nosotros éramos en 1970,
when she moved here, she says, everyone was Irish or Italian. Then Cubans moved in and Puerto Ricans. The Cubans left for Miami once they made some money. Puerto Ricans went to other cities, and now it's mostly Dominicans and young Americans. Jessica Irizarry comes into the store to order an embroidered ribbon for her cousin's quinceañera. She's just heard about Hi-Lo.
That's horrible. What is everybody going to do? Go to Stop and Shop now? Stop and Shop, the price is off the roof. It makes no sense. Stop and Shop is for people who have money that can throw it away, basically, because that's throwing your money away. When you can get something that's the same exact thing, you can get it for $2 less, and at Stop and Shop, you're getting it for $2 over.
But Irizarry hadn't heard which store would replace Hi-Lo.
Whole Foods is replacing Hi-Lo's? That's bull. Well, good luck with that. That's all I have to say.
So do you think this means do you feel like your neighborhood's been taken over by yuppies?
Yes. I would say straight up, yes.
At the other end of Jamaica Plain's main drag, I caught up with customers at City Feed. It's a boutique sandwich shop with a small selection of gourmet and organic groceries. Shoppers there were generally excited about Whole Foods, although they worried it might compete with locally owned stores like City Feed. But that didn't seem to bother Philip Celeste.
I think it's great, actually. We need more places to shop here. So I think it's excellent that it's coming.
Yeah. What do you think about the loss of Hi-Lo? Does that matter to you?
No, cause I didn't really like Hi-Lo.
Did you go there?
Once.
And what was your impression of it?
It just didn't have the products that I would want to buy. Yeah, so it seemed kind of dirty.
Celeste wasn't the only person to call Hi-Lo dirty. Longtime shopper Pedro Ramos said he thought Whole Foods would be a major upgrade for his neighborhood. Hi-Lo is antiquated, he says. The food is poor quality. He says there were rats in the store, and they sell food that's expired. He thinks Jamaica Plain is taking a big step forward, and the community deserves it.
Those voices from Jamaica Plain, brought to us by WBUR's Bianca Vazquez-Tones. And Bianca, you just didn't parachute into this story. You actually have a personal history with the Hi-Lo?
Yeah, I do. I shop there. I grew up with this food, you know, Puerto Rican food. My family made rice and beans. And when I moved here, I knew of this community in Jamaica Plain, this Caribbean community that was historic. I'd read about novels, and I knew that if I needed ingredients for trying to replicate my grandmother's habichuelas con arroz, I could do it by going there and getting those spices. And, you know, I have to tell you, it's so comforting to walk around that corner of JP, because it really is a corner, and see stores that are selling things for quinceañeras, to see mannequins with large-bottomed women. These are specially made mannequins, right? That look like my people.
So I think that kind of emotional and cultural connection is exactly why so many people have responded so strongly to this story. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to read a couple comments that your story has gotten at WBUR.org. Joan Moe writes, It's very sad that this place is going to close. As many have said, this was the place where we could buy specialty foods from all over Latin America. I know the place wasn't as neat as other competitors. However, it definitely gave us a sense of being in a Plaza de Mercado. In any country in Latin America, Whole Foods prices are extremely expensive, and there's no way, for instance, to buy in certain season 10 limes for a dollar. It's very sad for the Latino community. And then Kevin writes, well, what's wrong with gentrification? Jamaica Plain has always had a history of evolving and changing hands between various ethnicities. Every couple decades, this has happened. And Bianca, Kevin is right at least about that much.
Oh, of course. I mean, there are always, you know, communities that are sort of entry points for immigrants. You know, there was a large influx into Jamaica Plain of Caribbeans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, now a lot more Dominicans. The high point was really in 1990. There was 26% of the community there was Hispanic. Now it's a little lower, 23%. But it's still considered a stronghold. It's not the stronghold that, say, East Boston is.
Yeah.
But people do worry that this is sort of a symbolic shift.
And I suppose, I mean, there was a similar shift predating the influx of the Latino community when JP had been largely
Irish and Italian. Right. And I don't want to overblow this. I mean, there are two axes of commerce, really, in JP. There's another street, Washington Street, that used to be dominated by Puerto Ricans. Now Dominicans are there, and they're thriving. They have tons of businesses. You go there, and there are lots of little bodegas, there are clothing stores, there are haircutting places, and they're thriving there, and they don't seem to be going anywhere. You know, this might be a question of which Latinos live there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you mentioned the census numbers show that while there hasn't been necessarily a precipitous drop in the Latino population or community in Jamaica Plain, there has been a slight downward trend.
Right.
So where have members of the community been going if they're leaving Jamaica Plain?
Right. So Cubans have initially went to Alston Brighton, and then they went to the suburbs. Puerto Ricans, well, middle-class Puerto Ricans went to Hyde Park and Roslindale. Folks who weren't quite in the middle class would go to Dorchester, Roxbury, Anta Lawrence, and Worcester.
Well, on our website, there were lots of other comments,
right.
Definitely worth reading, and a point particularly brought up by reader Marilyn, who wrote, "Sad to see Hilo close. Hope that the Spanish, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban community get it together to start thinking of making sure that we have businesses that cater to our needs. We're going to have to count on the mom-and-pop stores for our specialty needs. Clearly, Whole Foods will not be catering to the same clients that Hilo had." So, Bianca, did you hear about any kind of response that's being mobilized?
City Councilor Felix Arroyo, who lives in JP, has said that he called some shop owners that he thought might be interested in taking over the store who have sell similar products at a similar price point as Hilo. And he's tried to get them in touch with the Hilo owners, hoping that maybe he can prevent this from happening. And the Boston Herald reported that the mayor's office has also called Hilo's owners and Whole Foods, trying to see what they can do to, I don't know, either stop it or address some of the concerns that residents have.
A Hilo Whole Foods Summit.
Yes.
Wow. Only in Boston.
Yes.
Well, listeners, let's keep this conversation going because it is a very lively one. Add your own comments at WBUR.org/Boston. And WBUR's Bianca Vazquez-Tonis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
Coming up after a quick break, when do you hope to retire? Well, if you're a state employee, you might be thinking 55, the minimum age at which most state employees can collect their pensions. But Governor Deval Patrick is now saying let's bump that age up to 60. Pension reform, that's today's talker. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.